On this day, 20th of July, 1921. London Conference. The Press Association says that very hopeful feeling continues to prevail regarding the present conference on Ireland. The progress made so far has been as much as was expected, and that nothing in the nature of a hitch in the proceedings has occurred. The stage has not been reached as yet when the representatives of the Irish parties can be brought together, but there is reason to believe this may be effected early next week. Punctually at 11:30 yesterday morning, Mr. de Valera, accompanied by Mr. R.C. Barton and Mr. Art O'Brien, secretary of the Self-Determination League, arrived at 10 Downing Street in an open car. The conversations were again in private, Mr. de Valera and the Premier, Mr. Lloyd George, being in the cabinet room by themselves. Families expelled by mobs, refugees from Cooper Street, Norfolk Street, Louisa Street, Conway Street and other centres had some heart-rending stories. To relate to an Irish News representative of agonising experiences on Sunday morning when these areas were invaded, they and their family were forced to escape by the backs of their houses. In view of what these unfortunate people, whose only offence in the eyes of their oppressors is that they belong to the Catholic faith, have gone through, it is remarkable to find amongst them a high spirit of optimism when they are without any definite prospects for the future. In Milford Street National School, there are housed over 60 persons. They were warned to leave their homes when an organised crowd made a raid at 4:30 on Sunday morning. A house in Cooper Street was the first objective of the gang, which included as many females as males. The occupants were a woman and her young family, the wife and children of an expelled worker forced to go to America during the pogrom to earn a living for them. There were also living in the house the woman's sister, children, and another sister, an invalid whose house was wrecked on 1st July. Without getting time to carry away any of their property, the unhappy people were compelled to flee by the backs of their houses, while the Orange Gang proceeded to smash in their doors. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. At these exploratory talks in London, Lloyd George outlined the British government's offer to de Valera, dominion status for the South, coupled with the continued existence of a separate Northern Ireland. De Valera described the offer of Canadian-style status as illusory and rejected partition. Meanwhile, Belfast Catholic families burned out of their homes by loyalist mobs following the truce found refuge in local schools and church halls.